You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome to part two of the Blush podcast interview with Paul from Torture Garden. We'll dive into how the club champions consent, dom and sub psychoses, and some naughty games and stories along the way. This is Blush Podcast.
And in regards to consent, etc., yeah, we're very strict on that. So, you know, there are signs that are up. There are, you know, people, Torture Garden members of staff walking around. There are doms and subs controlling the dungeon. You know, there are staff members, security. There are waivers that most of the time can need to be signed, etc. So we do a lot on that. We luckily, touch wood and fingers crossed, really had no issues since we've been doing Torture Garden in the US. We've very rarely had to remove people, or and we're very strict on what's allowed and what isn't. We want people to come who've never been and feel comfortable. And I think that's from the top down. I mean, me and my wife basically run the events. And so I think that helps in the fact that, you know, how can I say this nicely? There's a lot of people in.
We'll just say a nice word here. We're fine.
People are attracted to event production for a number of reasons. And in this sphere, it can be with some of the people we work with, who've got themselves into trouble. It's predominantly males that maybe are into this for the wrong reasons. Younger males as well, you know, because we're, you know, a couple that there's not that sense of predatory, you know, males running these events, which is, I think, can put people ill at ease. And I think, again, it's not a sex club. It's an art, body art event. You know, you can literally, people buy general admission tickets. They dress up, they come with their partner, they watch the show and go home.
They have amazing sex
expectation that you have to be a part of the dungeon, or you have to even go down there. You can come watch a beautiful show, you know, enjoy that aspect of it and go home. You know, if you're turned on or whatever, that's fine. But if my point is, you don't have to participate in the lifestyle to come and enjoy Torture Garden. And I think that's kind of important, especially for new people who are, like you say, dipping their toe into the scene. And we have a lot of people like that who are nervous and email us pre-event and like, what do I expect? I think they expect Sodom and Gomorrah. They expect, you know, to be jumped on as soon as they enter the club or something. I know the feel. I mean, I've been around long enough in the 90s when I was part of the scene. I've been to events where, you know, it does feel a bit sketchy. Doesn't feel like this is a great environment, and I would feel intimidated, you know.
And that's what I like about, like, you guys have on your website, the Torture Garden site, that it's like people can't even touch you if you don't say it's okay.
Exactly.
So how do you organize that though? Like, do you have different wristbands for people, or how does that work?
Well, we have two tiers: general admission and VIP. So VIP basically gives you access to the dungeon. If you buy a VIP ticket, that's basically saying, you know, if you want to go down there, you can. If you want to participate, you can. But general admission are people that don't, the majority of people buy VIP tickets, to be honest with you, to be fair. But that doesn't mean that it gives you carte blanche in the dungeon area. We still usually, depending on the city and the venue, will insist on a waiver being signed. And even then, you know, it'll be maybe a dom or or sub performing on you. You can ask for certain things. It might even be the venue doesn't allow this.
Can I have that. Both? Can anyway. I have both? I would like both. Can I have both? Can I request that now? I would like both because I would like both. I'm just going to throw that out there.
She wants a dom and a sub at the same time.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
She needs to get dom down for sure.
Right. Honestly.
By someone who knows what they're doing.
They're all experts from Sanctuary Studio, mm-hmm. so they do it daily, basically.
Yeah.
So they should have the expertise.
So would that be possible? Is that if you're like, I would like a dom and a sub, is that like a thing that can happen?
Yeah, I mean, most people, a couples, maybe they want to watch or mm-hmm. or they'll request a spanking or something. Or uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, all of that stuff is possible. Like it's dependent on times because obviously people are kind of waiting down there for their turn. Mm-hmm. It depends on the dom and sub deciding mm-hmm. whether they think it's a good idea. You know, there's a lot of things that come into play. Like I say, if you have people that we just feel like, not so sure about this guy. And it's really up to, I leave that up to the experts. I call Sanctuary Studios are the experts because they know. And I'll just have security there and we'll have our TG staff that if they say, look, I don't like the cut of this guy or I don't like this. I'm comfortable doing that. Because the problem we sometimes have is people will say after the, and that's my point actually. I meant to say it to you that we really encourage people. They always think, look, please come to someone with it. We've all got TG laminates on. That's our job. If you have any issues like what you went through, tell us. We want to know because the only way we learn who to allow to the club, not to allow to the club, and I've had issues with them in other cities where the actual staff of the venue have been in what I would term inappropriate and I will have them removed. I don't care. So it's like we need people to report if
because you don't know if you don't know. I mean,
right. No, one, we don't know, we don't know. And we do blacklist people and we do take people seriously when they come to us with complaints. We do want a safe environment. So it actually helps us. We're really happy when people email us and say, you know what? This guy did this, or this venue guy was rude to me, or this, I didn't think this was appropriate. I didn't, because then it allows us to basically realize what the issue is and tighten up and make sure that that person or that event doesn't happen again. But if we don't know, and people just walk away and like, well, this guy did this at Torture Garden, but you don't say anything. One, we don't know it's happened. Two, we can't fix it. So, but like I say, it's because I was from the scene in the 90s, but I'm not particularly anymore. I'm in a monogamous, happy relationship. I'm married. I think we're in it for the right reasons. I think that's kind of top down that really it was part of my past in the scene. I do love the people. I don't participate in the lifestyle, but I love the lifestyle. And I think, you know, I love the freedom and I love what we're giving to people. You know, and it's the same in the UK. The people have been running for 30 years, you know, they're all married or they're all in permanent partners. And I'm not saying it has to be that way, but I'm saying there's a lot of clubs I know, producers out there, young guys or whatever. It stands to reason, you know, the kind of mentality behind it. And you're like, okay, I know why you're doing this. I mean, any kind of, we're extremely careful. I mean, we have to be, if someone asks for a photo with me, I don't even really do that. I don't really even put my arm around people or do anything that I know could be misconstrued, however innocent it might appear. Not only don't I want to be in the fiery line, I don't want to make anyone else feel
And that's great that you're cognizant of that. And like,
and I think that's like just the way it should be.
Yeah,
I love and respect that so much.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think so many people forget that. And I love and respect that because that's just it. So many people don't even take that into consideration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know whether, I mean, I guess maybe it's just because, you know, I don't know. It's such a bizarre, I mean, I've run other events too, like raves and things. And, you know, we do a lot of corporate events and stuff. So I see it across the board. Like I see that kind of like, you know, using your position or making suggestions or, you know, just, and I mean, I've got to humbly say, even people we've dealt with I've had accusations. I had a guy I dealt with used to do a dungeon in San Francisco, and he's probably about my age, which is mid-50s. So, okay, even things in the 90s you would maybe say, and I'm not saying bad things, I'm just saying maybe you would call a girl sweetie or something, and that's kind of like English culture, but you just... Right. And I know so someone came out against him because he was trying to comfort this girl who said something had happened at one of his events. And he said, all I did was I put my hand on her shoulder. And I said, yeah, but even that, even that. And because he said, well, and then she came out against me and said, I had a bad experience at the club. And then the person who owned the club, you know, touched my arm inappropriately. And I said, well, you should have realized at that moment that it's not right. You might feel as a person, oh, this person needs comfort.
Right.
And maybe in your old man head, you thought it's okay to put my arm, which maybe was more current when we were in the 80s and 90s.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you need to know that that's not appropriate for this time. Yeah. So immediately he said that to me, I'm like, well, you opened yourself up for that kind of response. So exactly. Why would you?
I think that's so hard though. When you look at like the decade that we're in, but then you also look at, again, psychologically, like as far as what society deems as appropriate or what has been deemed appropriate. And then you add all these things together and it's like, and then culture, like to me, I am very touchy feely. I don't mean to be that inappropriately, but I am very like
I will touch you all over the place. Like, that sounds bad. I'll touch you all over the place if I like you, does. But if I don't like you, no touchy.
Right. But like my thing is like I'm very sensitive to people's energy, so I'm like I will touch people. Like and so it's not meant in any like sensual way, but I could see how it could be deemed that way, and it has been in the past with like people that maybe didn't know me that well. But that's the thing, it's like even still being cognizant at my age where it was expected you give everybody a hug, like there's no question about it, whereas now it's like that's a choice and you don't have to do that, and there's a whole lot of things involved.
I also was gonna say, I know I totally interrupted you, but I wanted to say, so if you are in the lifestyle or like involved in the kink community in any way, you know that consent is above and beyond the number one. And then like kind of like how you touched on some of the other people who just notice this community and they're like, I want to get in on this. They think it's just like an anything goes type of thing, you know, and it's just like everybody's up for whatever. I can do whatever I want. And I really like that you guys are on top of how to do it correctly. You know,
we try our best. I mean, I know that it can be difficult, but we're not policemen, we're not detectives. We can't go into a background of every performer that we employ or every guy that who is running a venue or has security. And we know there's issues with venues too, with security being very dodgy, which isn't part of our remit. We're not allowed to bring our own security staff in. We have to use the venues. So it makes it difficult.
That's hard.
I think the community, if they police themselves and let us know, look, this is what happened, and it happened to me 10 minutes ago, and it was this guy over here, then we can do something in real time. Mm-hmm. And trust us, we will do something in real time. And you'll be asked to leave, and I won't even listen to the reasons. It'll be like, you've been reported for being inappropriate. Sorry. And even if they, you know, then we do get a lot of, a lot of anger then. It won't bother me. I'll just have security remove them. They'll be refunded on whatever, and that'll be it.
Basically, I mean, people go in there knowing... How many people are going to go? It's not like you have people that are like, oh my God, he looked at me in the wrong way. You don't get a lot of people like that. The people you get in there know what to expect. So I feel like accusations, especially in that environment, would be legitimate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. I mean, the only incident, the only serious incident that I can recall really happening was when our first TG, when a lady, female said to one of my member staff, this guy had slapped her. When we went up there with security, the woman was obviously very, very inebriated or And the guy was claiming this didn't happen. And then we spoke to some other people in the vicinity and they said, oh, their girlfriend, a boyfriend, and she hit him first and he, whatever. It didn't matter to me. I was like, okay, you're both out. Like, there's no, I don't, you know. And the woman, to be fair, was very, very, very out of it on something and stumbling down the stairs. Okay, we'll help you out, but you both have to leave and make sure they both leave separate ways or the security walk. So, again, I don't know the legitimacy of that situation. I don't know if any of this, that's whether hard. They were a relationship, whether who hit who first. To be honest, doesn't matter. The behavior from both of you is unacceptable.
Yeah, and I don't have time that, to. Though. That's really,
so you're out.
Yeah.
But you know, you have to. I don't, like you say, the amount of people that would make things up, negligible. You know, there's usually, I'm hoping there's usually smoke, you know, when there's fire. But I don't know, which, like I say, it's why I'm so careful about how I act. Because
I would feel it like it's more like a rarity as opposed to the norm, right?
Yeah. For me, in the club situation, it's like, obviously, I'm going to believe the woman first, probably, to be totally honest with you. And then, you know, I don't want to hear the rest. It's like, okay, you're out. If there's any kind of accusation against you, don't have time.
But you refund them, which I don't think, again, a lot of places don't do. So, I mean, it's not like it's just like you're out. You give them the refund, you give them the options. And I think that also says a lot for your event that other places don't necessarily do.
We hope. I mean, we do all, as I say, I'm sure we're not perfect, but we do our best to maintain safety, be decent. And yeah, I mean, if we've removed you from a club, you're going to get your money back. Obviously, you're not going to be able to attend ever again. We don't want any legal ramifications of that. So instead of someone saying, oh, I didn't do anything and you know, chuck me out in half an hour and you took my money as well. It's like, okay, it's easier to refund you and just not have anything to do with you, blacklist you and
I love
thanks,
it.
But no thanks. So we do our best. I mean, anything could be better. There's always room for improvement.
A lot of people will come with a full on mask and, or like a vine, you know, the zip, like latex, whatever. How do you do, if a person is blacklisted, do you make them like show the whole, you know, their actual face?
We do. I mean, we have various ways of, obviously, that a lot of people might still try and book tickets under the same name or get someone else to do it. Usually the people that dress up in that way are not the people that
are not the people that are probably, because they're
usually the subs and they come with a mistress and they're very well behaved. So
yes,
we haven't had an incident like that where we've had to unmask anyone or say like, you know, who are you? But it's usually people that don't seem to be of the scene or understand the lifestyle.
I feel like they kind of stand out a little bit.
Yeah, or they're just taking liberties really with the, you know, thinking that it's going to be a certain fetish club and that means anything goes, and or just a certain nasty mentality that you're just like, okay, this person is just not of the community. So, but that's a good question. No, we haven't really had any issues with any of our gimps misbehaving like that. I mean, not as far as I know. I'll have to double check that.
Brandon just came in when he was like, there's no gimps misbehaving. And she's like, what's happening?
What was the question?
I just asked if, like, when people are blacklisted, because some people come in full on fetish gear and you can't see their face or anything. So I was asking if they ask them. But also he brought up a really good point that those are subs and subs don't misbehave.
Behave themselves, literally.
Unless you're a brat, in which case.
Yeah. But it's not, it's someone who's actually in the scene. It tends to be somebody in that getup. And so that tends to not be someone who's being inappropriate.
Right.
Yeah. Because they were obviously of the lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, to a certain degree where they're taking it all, you know, it's their life, literally. Yeah. Whereas some people, you know, it's a costume, it's an act, it's which is perfectly fine. Come and be who you want to be for the night. Just don't.
Right. Yeah.
Put anyone else in jeopardy.
Don't be a dick. Yeah. Like, don't be a dick. Yeah. It's never too late to stop being a dick.
Yeah.
Basically.
Okay, so if you go to the website, like, it's the U.S. site is torturegardenlosangeles.com, correct?
That's right. And that's basically an umbrella one for all of the U.S. events.
For all of the U.S.
Because we don't want to do separate. Yeah. So Torture Garden LA is our kind of spiritual home.
And so there is an option to do like a membership where it's kind of like a, like where you can sort of meet other people in the scene. Is that right?
Yeah, that's on, there's three websites really. It's FaustinSociety.com, TortureGardenLosAngeles.com and TortureGardenUSA.com. Now, TortureGardenUSA.com sits on a modern lifestyle platform. And if you join that, you become a member, you can talk, share videos, date, basically. It's called the Facebook of Kink. Mm-hmm. As one of our websites sits on that, and that we can do more kind of hardcore advertising in inverted commas on that. Our sponsors, we can promote more than we can on our vanilla platforms on that. TortureGardenLosAngeles.com, really just a website to kind of tell you the details and promote. TortureGardenUSA.com is where you can actually connect if you want to. But it's for real kinksters, like people really of the lifestyle.
Kind of like FetLife.
Yes, sort of. We keep it kind of separate because they're, I think that membership is like $10 a month or whatever, and it rolls.
Oh, wow, that's not bad.
Yeah, not too bad. And it wasn't something we were necessarily looking at, but my friend was like, oh, I think people would like to, you know, become more involved with each other after the events. And so that's why we kind of set that one up. So, there's TortureGardenUSA.com, TortureGardenLosAngeles.com, and FaustinSociety.com will give you more than enough information for what we do.
Yeah, and I love that also, if you do have questions or you're not sure about things, you can email and email you guys are super responsive, which is really cool.
Absolutely.
Brandon, do you want to do like the put a finger down game or a never have I ever or something? Paul, are you up for like some fun games?
Depending on what a game it is.
I told Brandon, I was like, we can do the put a finger down or never have I ever. And she's like, Paul's going to beat us in all of this.
Okay. My drink is gone. Never have I ever kissed a stranger at a bar.
Oh.
I have not.
100%.
No, I don't think I have.
Really?
Yeah.
A stranger. Okay. I don't think I've kissed a stranger.
Wait, let me go get more wine.
Are you super annoyed with us?
No, this is fun. This is a lot of fun, actually. All right, good.
So this story, it's not a bar. I've definitely kissed a stranger in a bar, but this is a story that doesn't involve a bar. So I was in New Orleans for my friend's bachelorette party, and we were just running around, but it happened to be Fleet Week. And
I don't know the story.
No, you don't. That's why I waited for you to come back.
That's a good girl.
So it was Fleet Week, and we were just like, oh, dude, there's sailors everywhere. Not mad about it. And so we were just walking down the street, and one of the like sailors came up to me as we were walking, and he was like, hey, I want to reenact the the picture with the sailor and the nurse where he's, you know, like the New York picture. He's like, I want to reenact this. Is that okay?
No,
I was like, huh?
It's not a good look. I've been married in the military for a long ass time. Bleh.
Yeah. But he was like, I want to reenact this. And I was like, all right. Cause he was super hot. And so we definitely did that. And my friends took his pictures and if he wasn't good looking, I would have been like, no.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. But he was an attractive man.
Okay. Never have I ever been in handcuffs. I think we're all going to drink to that one.
Oh yeah, Paul.
Never.
Do you tend to be the more submissive one or the dominant one, Paul?
It's a good question.
Or a switch? Because
I think I'm kind of alpha. I call myself alpha minus male.
Minus male. Okay.
Yeah, not alpha, but alpha minus. There's a little. But I guess I have to. Yeah, I mean, we're in charge of everything, and da 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 da. So. Never really been very submissive, but I could see the attraction of it. I can understand the mentality of it. And the more you're with Doms and they speak about it, the more you kind of understand the mentality.
Right. But, and it's like, it's interesting because Brandon and I have very, very similar personalities, very much.
And yet
like,
we get along so well.
Yeah. Which a lot of times for women doesn't happen, but.
Right.
But where it's like, we're always in control. We're always like all over, you know, scheduling everything like very, very like.
Or let's just get to it. Sexually, very much alpha.
Right. Like, except I love to be a sub because that's the like one time that I can like release. And
right. That's what they say.
Which is what I want.
Yes.
and yet having
because I'm always so on top of stuff, always the boss, always in control.
Right.
And then this is one time where I'm like, I can just like let it go. And
yeah, that's the, that's the mentality. That's the psychology behind it, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's just releasing that part of you to allow yourself to do that, which is the difficult thing.
It's more than just, oh, I'm in charge. I'm a boss. Like,
There's a finesse to it.
It's difficult. It's a fine line, I think. It's very difficult to skate it. I don't know many male doms.
Right. Like, but the aftercare is something I feel like so many people either don't know about or they don't care.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's if someone's not really in that lifestyle, they don't understand aftercare is a thing.
Right.
You know,
right.
They're just like, I'm dominant. I tell you what to do and then we're done and then just
the end.
It's an art form for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To be done properly.
Yeah.
So I have yet to find one of those, but I am like, someday in my life, I'm going to be like 70.
It happens eventually.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. All right. Never have I ever thrown up in a taxi or an Uber. I have not.
No, I've never done that.
No, I've never done that.
Mm-mm. I have put my feet on a ceiling.
Yes, you have.
In South Carolina.
It wasn't an Uber. It was our friend's car. And she had a sunroof. And I was like, Brandon, you have heels on. Do not break her car.
It was so, I had my feet on the ceiling.
It was our friend's like brand new car. And I was like, do not smash your feet through her sunroof, please.
As I'm upside down in the car. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's not my normal forte. Mm-hmm. Okay. Never have I ever kissed more than one person in 24 hours. I don't think I have.
Look at me. I'm like, yeah. Oh, yeah, Paul.
I don't think I have.
It's in my youth.
Never have I ever had sex outdoors.
Oh, yeah, I have. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like that we're drinking wine and Paul's drinking coffee.
I know.
Getting more and more wired.
It's okay.
Never have I ever gotten hammered with my parents. I have not.
With my parents? Yeah. So my family, actually on both sides, is Irish. So like the drinking goes hand in hand, you know.
Yeah.
Part of the culture.
Yes. And so there's many times. My dad makes wine. He always, you know, like, and it's like incredibly potent. It's crazy. So, and every time I go there to see him, he's like, I have this giant liter bottle for you. So,
Until he makes those drinks for her friends and gets them shit-faced.
I do. Nice. That's what I do. I've definitely gotten drunk with my mom, too.
All right. Never have I ever been kicked out of a bar. I have not yet.
I have. Yeah.
Don't think so. I can't remember. No, I don't think I have.
I can't remember.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Okay. Never have I ever sent a risky text to the wrong person.
Oh, I think I've done that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. More than once.
Yeah. Oops-a-doops.
Never have I ever lied to get out of a date. Fuck me.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's done that, right?
Someone made me feel like an asshole because I said yes to that. And they were like, I've never done that. I'm like, bitch, you are either a fucking liar or Jesus Christ.
Who doesn't do that? Seriously.
Exactly.
Honestly. All right. Never have I ever fallen down the stairs.
Oh, my God.
During a night out.
Yeah, I've done that.
I was like, I thought it was just falling down the stairs because I've done that.
I have video of that. Mm-hmm. All right. Never have I ever hooked up with another person in the room.
Oh.
No, I
just told a story about that yesterday.
Yes, you did.
And it was one of many stories. So what does that say about me?
Never have I ever blacked out at the pregame. I have not.
Not at the pregame, no.
I don't think I've ever blacked out.
Yeah.
No. Ooh, look at you, Paul.
I got this. Mm-hmm. Never have I ever dated someone whose name starts with a J.
Oh, my God. Why is J?
Oh, God, you too.
I can't remember. Oh,
I know. I'm drinking right now.
What is it about the J's, though?
But what is it about J? Like, Mm-hmm. Let's do a couple more and then we'll finish up because I feel bad for taking all your time.
Okay, never have I ever successfully smooth talked my way out of getting out of a ticket or being arrested.
No.
Really?
No.
You're so charming.
Can't talk our way out of tickets.
Not even to like Officer Handsome or something. Like never.
Anyway, okay, one more question.
Okay. Never have I ever bet on a sports game. Fuck, I bet on that shit. Okay. I have these Really?
Never bet on not a big
You haven't
sport
even
guy.
Done like a fun like whatever
not even,
Super Bowl or whatever.
Yeah, I bet on the dogs actually in England. They have like dogs that race.
There you
I
go.
Did do that. So
that counts.
I forgot about that.
Oh, she's getting her Seahawks shoes on.
Oh wow, the Seahawks.
No, you gotta turn it sideways. There you go.
I'm trying.
No idea. What yeah.
Poor Paul is like, I don't
You've
know.
You've lost it completely. I can talk
and
so
I was like,
about it.
And it's so funny because I'm like, I want Brandon to be done so I can start going in on the Ravens and hockey. And Paul's gonna be like, I hate everything.
Right I have now. No
what
idea.
Did I sign up for?
Lovely to speak to you girls. I guess we could do this again sometime.
Yes, I would love to. I love talking to you. Yeah, we love you. You're great.
No, fantastic. Let's next time I'll know to bring my bottle.
Yeah.
And we'll do a good 5 hours.
Yes, 5 hours would be
I'll
amazing.
Get rid of my schedule. All right, my darlings. Oh, I love you. And I'm super happy to speak to you both today.
So we'll let you go.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you
Let's,
so much.
Keep in contact. Keep messaging me and we'll speak another time.
Okay. Thank you so much.
This
You're
was so
the
much
best.
Fun.
Lots of love, guys.
Love
Take
love
care.
To you too.
Have a good day. Keep
you
drinking.
You too. Bye. Okay. Bye. Bye.
He is fucking adorable.
Isn't he the best?
Oh my God.
I told you.
Can we keep him?
Isn't he the best? I love him so much. So Paul's the best. We
he
love him.
Is. I know. Mm-hmm. I adore him.
Yeah. And everybody, try to get to a Torture Garden event. New York, Los Angeles is coming up.
Vegas.
And, yeah, there's they do Vegas every now and then too. So,
yeah.
Have at it. And it was great. Thank you, Paul. We love you.
Yes.
And join us next time.
And airlines, if you would like to sponsor me to go to this, it would be amazing.
Yeah, it would be fabulous. Okay. All right. Okay. Love you.
Love you, babe.
Bye.
Bye.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.